Kof Dalad Tammuz, Tuesday the 22nd of July, Rabbi Yitzhak Feigenbaum, taking the Yidden out of Golus and the Golus out of the Yidden.
The exclusive, the Limud Torah for the next half hour should be Yatzatzol for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael who are in Eitz Saga. David Shu should watch over them and send them a food to those that need it and keep everybody safe. I want you to imagine the following. There's a fellow, he's a Baal Tshuva. His name is Achvei Steve. He works in an office, and, you know, he's become a little more frum. You know, he takes off Relief Fridays now. He's moving along. And now he has a Shaila. It's coming to 3 weeks, and he learned, he read, you know, that you're not supposed to shave during the 3 weeks. So he said, yeah, I never heard this one, I didn't do it, but he asked his friends, we don't shave. Okay, he's going to do it this time. Comes into work, and he, first day he's not shaving. Next day comes in, okay, looks a little different. After that, okay, it's beginning to grow, beginning to, people are looking at him mudna, his shaver's broken after, now it's beginning to cut up a little finger. So one of his friends, hey Steve! You've grown a beard? You becoming a rabbi? So he goes, no, I'm not. It's a sign of mourning. Oh, Steve, I'm so sorry. Who passed away? I didn't know. No. It's not nobody passed away. It's mourning. The temple was destroyed. I didn't read the paper. Which synagogue? A temple? Terrible. Where? I didn't see. No. Not here. It was in Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem terror attacks. Was it a missile? What would happen? He goes, no. This was a temple 2,000 years ago. Oh, Steve, so you're in mourning because a temple 2,000 years ago got destroyed, right? He goes, yeah, right. Steve, you need help, Steve. You got to move on. That was 2,000 years ago, Steve. What are we mourning? 2,000 years ago, that was a Beis HaMikdash. You wake up in the morning, you say, I can't go on to Korban. If I could just bring a Korban, I'd be a happy person. I need the blood. I need to see that. It scares us. We want Mashiach. I walked into Tokas and my high school, so I teach Chumash to the opening to the 14-year-old girls. So I walk into the classroom one day and I'm giving a Chumash test. And I see a girl there and she's mumbling to herself. I think she's Chazik Agashi or something. And I listen close and she says, Mashiach should come before I have to take this test. Mashiach should come before I have to take this test. I said, Rivkala, I said, it doesn't look like this is going to happen. She goes, I know. I said, maybe Mashiach will come before I grade the test. She goes, Mashiach should come before I fight about grades and stuff. We want Mashiach to come. Everybody wants Mashiach to come. Imagine the following. You decided that you're going on your big vacation. You've never been to the United States of America. You're going to go to the Grand Canyon. Everybody chips in to help plan the trip. Your wife does her part. She racks up points on your Visa cards. You can buy things on points. That's her chaylik. Right? You figure out, you get the food, home, you sell a thing. You go, your son goes out to, you know, gominion.com and finds minyanim. House is in order. You're big. You got the travel brochures. You're all set to go. You're packed up. You're in your van. You got everything. You got your tickets. You're on your way to Heathrow Airport. Pella, you've been saying a year, you've been planning this trip. You turn on the radio to hear the traffic, and all of a sudden, Mashiach's here! And you say, Mashiach's here? 2,000 years we've been waiting. One more week, and put it. Now it had to come. Was meant us, what do we want Mashiach? Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Let me give you a yesod. Yesod comes from Matisyo. You should be well, Arichas Yomen, feel good. Says like this, Shteyden Pasuk to slash this Haftarah, the opening of our of all the Haftarahs of the Bein HaMetzavet. Halefen kachas abazni Yushalayim leimar, go out and speak into the ears of Yushalayim. Vosmeintas, the ears of Yushalayim, I don't know, next summer we'll do that one. It's not my problem right now. Halefen kachas abazni Yushalayim leimar. Zachati lo chesed nugaicha, remember the great chesed you avas chlulo soyach, the great love you showed me when we were chasim kala. What was the great love that Klal Yisrael showed the Eibishter? Lechtech achai by midbar meyaches loizavua. You went into a desert where there's not seeds, there's no food, there's no water. Wow, what a great chesed Klal Yisrael did. Erstens, why do we have to tell Yushalayim this? What does it have to do with Yushalayim? Stamfet, nice thing. Zveitens, what we normally assume pshat is, Klal Yisrael, when Adam is trying, they don't know where they're going. They're going into a desert. This is crazy. What are we going to eat? What are we going to... Abishah says, go, Amunesh, Amunonon, Megaz, we go into the midbar. Wow, what pitachon, what amunah. But it's not what the pasuk is saying. If the great chesed was, we went into a desert where we didn't know what it was going to be, but we trusted Hashem that it's going to be okay, it should have said, Chesinugai, Abbas Kulbay Sayach. What did you do? Lechteich Acharai La Midbar. You went after me into the desert. It doesn't say the chesed was that we went into the desert. It says, Lechteich Acharai Ba Midbar. While we were in the desert, you followed me. So, what was the chesed that in the desert we followed? And what shaychus is that have to Yushalayim? Senator Montesio, I think it was called the stipler, but I don't remember. I'm very bad at names. Says, we know that in the Midbar, many times Kali Sol said, we're going back to Mitzrayim. We're going back to Mitzrayim. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. This is crazy. We're going back to Mitzrayim. What do you mean we have to go back to Mitzrayim? What are they, Meshuggah? Mitzrayim, they kill people. Mitzrayim, they plaster people in walls. Mitzrayim, they drown people in water. What do you mean they want to go back to Mitzrayim? You know, anybody know a survivor? They got out of the camps, they made it to New York, they have an apartment six flights up with only cold water, they have no parnassah, so they're living on bread. He said, this is crazy, I'm going back to Auschwitz. Anybody said that? Why do they want to go back to Mitzrayim? They're killing people in Mitzrayim. That's nuts. Pshat is, what do you mean they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim? What it meant was, what was Mitzrayim? All the soldiers are dead. They're all drowned. They saw the bodies. Paro's out of power. There's no Rechav. There's no soldiers. There's no army. There's no chariots. There's no burden. Just women and children. What are we schlepping through the desert to get to Eretz Yisrael? Let's go back to Mitzrayim. We'll conquer the whole country in 5 minutes, and we'll set up everything there. We'll have a wonderful place. We'll make yeshivas. We'll make kailals. There'll be pizza shops. There'll be sushi. We'll have everything we need. What can't we have in Mitzrayim that we're going to have in Eretz Yisrael? It'll be our country. We'll be in control. We'll have Batei Dinim. We'll have the shuls we go to, the shuls we don't go to. We'll have that. Well, anything you want. We're going to have Shalom Machal. You're going to the whole show. And we don't need Eretz Yisrael for this. You can have a Malchus. You have Malchus here. I saw it. Kosher kingdoms. Malchus, right? What do you need? Sushi made. You got it all. What do you need Eretz Yisrael for? What's the only thing Eretz Yisrael has that Mitzrayim wouldn't have had? Yushalayim. There's no Yushalayim. There's no doorway to heaven. There's no Kedusha. You'll have your kosher food. You'll have the kollel, and you'll have your yeshiva, and you'll have your own batei dinim, and maybe you'll control your own affairs because you'll run the country. But it's not Yushalayim. Does that have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? Vasmeitas, what's the difference? What's Eretz Yisrael and what's Golas? It's not in the yeshivas. There's yeshivas everywhere. It's not in the Heksherim. There's Heksherim you don't eat everywhere. What's the difference? Says Rashi, the very first Rashi we have, we know in Chumash. Rashi asks the fundamental question. Why do we need to start the Chumash from Breishis for? If the Breishis, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Maisa, Breishis, who needs it? Start from... You want to know what to do? Read the Torah. Where's the Torah start telling you what to do? Chodesh is Olchad Rosh Chodesh in the very first mitzvah. Says Rashi, right? That's his first question. What do we need all the Chumash Breishis for? Start with the mitzvahs. Chodesh is Olchad, Matzah, Shoy, Viter. Well, what do we need the whole beginning for? Answers Rashi. He doesn't say, without all that from the beginning, what would the nursery school children, you know, make pictures of? He doesn't say, well, yeah, the other is a chesed, and him. Says Rashi, koyach basav higid li'amoy, losay flam nachlas goyim. Because the goyim are going to say, what are you guys doing over there in Eretz? You stole it. The Kananim were there. You guys came and just threw them out. That's not mitzvah. You can't do that. You're a bunch of ganovim. Get out of here. Says David, sure, hold on. It's my world. Right? I make the rules. I created it all. I do whatever I want. I gave it to Klal Yisrael. You don't like it? Talk to me about it. But it's my world. It's not yours. They didn't. I gave it. The whole thing's mine. I gave this one this. I gave that one that. Koyach Masav Higid Liyamoy. What do you mean, Koyach Masav? The power of the Abishter's actions, he taught to his nation by Losei Solem Nachlas Goyim. Eretz Yisrael represents the fact that the entire world, notwithstanding what it might look like, everything that goes on is really Koyach Masov. You think it's Canaan and they conquered it, and then we came and then we conquered it, and they'll get stronger and they conquered it, and back and forth in politics and United Nations and resolutions, and then... No. Eretz Yisrael represents everything, Vastutzach, everything that's going on. It's Koyach Masov, Higid Liyamoy. Eretz Yisrael represents Vimtar Hashamayim Tishtemoyim. It only gets its water from the heavens. Golus is, we have to water. Eretz Yisrael is a place that Eini Hashem Elokecha B'Megesh Yishana Achach Yishana. Kadosh Baruch is watching every second, every single thing, every net, every shtit, every little thing that goes on there. Direct Hashgacha Pratis. That's Klal Yisrael. We have no mazel. We don't have an angel in charge of us. We're not being controlled by one of the Kadosh Baruch's vice ministers. We're direct Lamala Min HaTeva, direct providence. That means Eretz Yisrael. Haraya, as I told all the students that I spoke to this week. Go in a time machine. Go back in a time machine 60, 70 years. Go talk to the people standing in line in the camps and say, hi, I'm a young girl, I'm a young boy, I live in London, it's the year 2014. For Eretz Yisrael, for Pesach, we go to Eretz Yisrael, we stay in a hotel in Yerushalayim, and I dive with the Christ, I have a brother learning in the mirror, and we have here, we have schools, I have pizza, I have kosher, and then I have certain tzniyas, things I learn, I know chumash. They'll say, what are you talking about? We're dying. You see what's going on here? What are you, sugar? I don't believe you. It's a nes nigla. Because Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Lamal min ha-teva. Totally out of teva. Golus is, we control. Golus is the mindset of Kechivi Eitzem Yodi. And Rabboisai, it's not where you live. It's a mindset. Many years ago, in Canada and the United States, the sport of choice is baseball. Right? And the big game in baseball, the World Cup of baseball, is the World Series. And Toronto has a baseball team. And many years ago, the Toronto Blue Jays, they won the World Series. Sasa v'simcha peledik. And then Nisim v'niflois. The next year, they won it again. 2 years in a row. Unheard of. Unbelievable. Like peledik. The island was mamish flying. And I had a son who was 16 at the time, and he was in the yeshiva there. She was Nachasi, Tava Kaplan Zatzal. He was looking to learn there while he was still alive, right? And the boys are debating, and they're talking, you know, and the Rashiva walks into the basement, she gives a clap of, I want to talk to everybody. And they said, uh-oh, here it comes. They're ready for the shmooze. And he gets up and he says, Rabbi, I'm asking you one thing. Don't say, we won the World Series. Say, they won the World Series. You're happy for them, be happy for them. We didn't win the World Series. They won the World Series. It's a mindset. We're here because, Mustama, you asked your brother, Shiloh, and he said, you have to be here. There's people in Nebuchadnezzar have to eat on Yom Kippur. Those people have to live in Chutz Lartz. I submit to the fast, but not everybody's life to do all the mitzvahs. Abraham doesn't give everybody all the ability to do all the mitzvahs. You're born without arms, you don't put on tefillin. Yeah, your body works in a certain way. You don't get to fast on Yom Kippur. Your mitzvah is such that you can't move to Eretz Yisrael, so you can't. You go to Rav, you ask a Shaila. No one would eat on Yom Kippur without asking a Shaila. You don't live in Chutzlar. Say, I asked a Shaila before I decided to stay in Chutzlar. It came because of a medical thing. I asked a Shaila, should we stay? Should we go back? I got psak. I had to stay, so I stayed. But it doesn't matter where you are. It's a mindset, says Rav Dessler. The final golus is the golus of Kochi V'yotzim Yadi. And what did the Eibishter do? He sent the Churban Europa. He sent the Holocaust, in which we were powerless. Yeah, people did shake shtadlis, they bought a few people off, they escaped, they bribed a few people ran away. But in general, powerless. Nations of the world couldn't care. We were gornish. Nothing. We didn't have God. We had good. Nothing we could do. And afterwards, it flipped. And we're the generation where we're in charge. We have money. We have connections in political places. Sick? What are you talking about? I Googled it, and I have all the medicines. I follow my diet, and I eat fiber, and I eat this, and there's medications, and there's chemo, and that, sick, money, I don't need, I have it in the bank, I have my RSPs, I have my savings accounts, we have technology, we can get to the moon, right, we have guns, we have tanks, we have armies, we have style, we have political connections, what are we talking, we can take care of ourselves. We're the gullus of Kochi V'yotzim Yadi, which is the final gullus as the flip of the Holocaust gullus, in which we were powerless. And that's gullus. We have to do our shtadlus. Can't sit in a corner, read the newspaper, and drink a cup of coffee. Say, damage to Beth Halfen. There's halachas. Hilchas Malachim. There's laws of a Jewish army. There's a cheshen mishpah. Because you got to do business. For Shezach, he can't, you know, smoke 10 packs of cigarettes a day. Say, damage to Beth Halfen. Right? And some kind of unnays. And a lot of different ishtadlis and we leave. We have 12 shvatim. There's the Yisachar ishtadlis, and the Zvulun ishtadlis, and the Levi ishtadlis, and the Usher ishtadlis. And there's people that are on the boats, and there's people in the base medrash, and there's people in the business, and there's people in the tanks. For Shtetzach, we do our ishtadlis. But if you're near to Yisrael Dicky Yid, you understand that the result has no direct connection to the ishtadlis. Ishtadlis is completely ishtadlis. You gotta hang a gun, you gotta shoot. You gotta go to the office, you gotta call your banker, and you gotta read the spreadsheet and try and make an intelligent decision. You gotta exercise, and you gotta eat those, you know, those spelt sugar, sugarless, you know, cookies that your wife makes and not the chocolate cake at the chasana. You gotta do your ishtadlis. But how healthy you'll be, how much money you'll have, the Eibush is gonna decide. It's all up to him. That's a gullus yid. Or an Eretz Yisrael Yid. It doesn't matter physically where you are. It's a separate halacha, mitzvah in yourself, get a psak where you live. The mindset, though, you can have that anywhere in the world, the right one or the wrong one. So what do we do? Three things I'd like to suggest. Erstens, says Reb Moshe, in the Chumash Devarim, when they repeat the story that Amalek came, if you remember, the Smichos Aparshios, the story of Amalek, is right next to the halachas of having honest weights and measures in your business. Says Gemara, if you're not honest in your business, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Amalek. Well, what's the mita keneged mita? What's the shaychus? Right? It's a punishment, okay, but what's Amalek has to do with business? A lot of things that have to do with business. Says the Maitcha, what was Amalek? Amalek came out of nowhere. We weren't chepping Amalek. We weren't cut. Moab fights us. Of course, we're getting in their way. They got nervous. So you step in someone's toes. They fight back. So what do you think Amalek's going to do? What do you think Amalek's going to do? Canaan, of course we're going to fight back. We're taking over the country. But Amalek, what do we do to Amalek? We're nice to Amalek. We have nothing to do. We weren't in Amalek's way. What are you about? You're coming out of nowhere. It makes no sense. Amalek represents David Shifrit Tevel. You think I got it all worked out. So I know I'm going to fight Moab. I know I'm going to do that, but Amalek I don't have to worry about because I have no shaykhs to them. Oh yeah, watch. Boop. Business. How do you run your business? How much money are you going to make? Depends how happy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. What makes him happy? Having two accounts, one with a name spelled slightly different? Or not? It's very small print that you know the guy will never read, and then when he takes you to court, say, ha ha, gotcha, you didn't read the small print because I worded it in such a way that, I win. That's a sisa yeshav tov b'nei Hashem? No, it's not, but that's how you make money, Rabbi Feigenbaum. If you think you're making the money, that's how you make money. But if the Eibushter is giving you the money, I don't think that's going to make him, but that's going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give you more. There is a cheshen mishpat. So it's nice that you have shailas and yergadeya. But it wouldn't hurt to have shailas and cheshen mishpat either. He doesn't understand. It's a complicated business deal. Yeah, why do you think he doesn't understand a complicated business deal, but a complicated animal with a lung that he does understand? It's cheshen mishpat. If you're not 100% honest in your business, you're telling a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I run the show. I make the money. Listen, I go to Shul Shabbos morning, but then you got to go to work to everybody in the 1920s and 30s. What are you talking about? Up by Nusa. If you work on Saturday, you make more money. 6 days a week, or 5 days a week, or 7 days a week. Take out your calculator. Figure it out. No. Business. You have to show Kodesh Baruch Hu that you don't control. It's a hishtadlus. You think you control? Then what? How comes Amalek out of nowhere? Wow, how'd that happen? I took care of everybody and everything. I didn't see Amalek coming. You're right, because you don't control. Show the Eibishter that you're not a Pechiv Yotzim Yadiyid by the way you run your business. Two, tzedakah. Sashin Shafal Hirsch. Tshuva utvima utzedakah. Bavir Zayag Zeva. Nagenish is not Rosh Hashanah yet. You got time to do tshuva and relax until the summer. You're okay. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, sorry, I'm there. Tshuva, I understand. I made a day. I got to do tshuva. Tefillah, I have to ask the Eibishter. Okay. What's tzedakah? It's a mitzvah. So, tshuva, tefillah, Shabbos. Tshuva, tefillah, taras ha-mishpacha. Tshuva, tefillah, kashrus. What's that? It's tzedakah. What has to do with mavir, sorry, I'm there. Such in Shafal Hirsch. What do you do when a zera for? Because you think you're in control. Wait, this is my mouth, and it'll say whatever I want. It's not your mouth. You know why you can talk? Because Eibishter said you could. So what are you aggravating him for with that mouth? It's my hands. I can do whatever I want. Not your hands. In 10 seconds, you can chas v'shalom not have a hand to use. So the only reason your hand works at the moment is because Eibishter wants it to work. I wouldn't aggravate him if I were you. What way do we show whether we're in charge of our lives or the Eibishter? Money. It's my money. There's a talk radio station in Toronto. You get the weather, the news, and they have people talking. So I turned it on once, and right before the news, they have a show about economics. And it was like, it says, "This is Brian Costello taking care of your money." He's not taking care of your money. He's helping you figure out what to do with the money that the Eibishter deposited with you for the few years you're here, how to work it out. Brian Costello, by the way, ended up in jail because he was taking care of your money. You have an expense account. You have a salesman on the road and he comes back from a trip and you go over and you say, "What is this, £500 for a restaurant, a meal?" It was a very important account and I had a schmooze the guy up and, you know, it's a duck, he doesn't understand, blah, 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 I had a fancy thing, and what came out of it? I got an account. Yeah, how much money did you make? I made £100. That's not, you fired the salesman. You haven't spent £500 on a restaurant meal so that you can make a business deal in which you make £100. That was a losing proposition. You have an expense account. In 120 years, Eibishter could go over. How did you spend the money? Bought a house. What? How did it help me, Eibishter, spend my house? I did this. I lost a zorchi. My shalom bayis made my wife happy. Right? I'm not posculating. But it's an expense account. And you need vacations. You need a bed. You got to go to sleep. Hard to do mitzvahs without a car. You need a nice car, air conditioning car, because it gets hot in London, 100%. You need windshield wipers on the car. First date stuff. You need a safe car. You want a good investment. You need food. The mindset. It's an expense account. How do we tell tzedakah? Not just simply how much you give. Because how much you give is relative to who you are. I gave £100 of tzedakah. Yeah, but look at the expense account I gave you. Meshugana. What's £100 of gurnish? Gurnish. That guy only gave 5. That 5 killed him. He scraped together for 2 years to put £5 together. And how do you give it? Yes. Tear off that voucher and give it to the guy because he's staring at you, and in your head you're saying, "Let's just get a job, get a job, out of my way." And then you figure, "Okay, I'm going to daven mincha at a different shul to escape the guy," and there he is again. And then he knocks at your door at night. "I gave you, 50 pence. Okay, I gave you. Shmuley, tell him I'm busy." Tati says, "I should tell you he's not here, right?" I was davening last night, the place Huggers, and there's a mishuluk going around. I said, "Come to get him." And he said, "What place? I just got here." I said, "I saw you in Toronto last week." Or when the mishuluk knocks on the door, and Shmuley says, "There's somebody at the door." He said, "Oh, Shmuley, listen, Ziskai, Go to the fridge. Bring a glass of cold water. It's probably very hot. Shola, what can I do for you? Listen, I don't have a lot. Da, 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 da. She wouldn't give the man a glass of water, right? Oh, listen, I hear it. I would like to try. Listen, I should have help, and here's whatever it is. Da, da, da. Here's Shmuley walking down the stairs. Da, da, da. Who was it? Someone Nebuch needs some help, right? I gave him what I could. You gave him water. I gave him money. Look at that. We did it. Gewaltig. We're a team, little Shmuley. That's chinuch. That's showing your kid the money's an expense account. And number three, tefillah. Because how do you daven? Ka'ani ba'pesach, we're told. Wasn't ani ba'pesach? I'm poor. I don't have anything. Your davening is not, Abishter, I'm doing okay. Just don't mess it up and we'll be all right, okay? Just stay out of it and we're doing fine. That's not tefillah. Tefillah's ani ba'pesach. Echab gurnisht. Because the final battle is goygu magoig, Rabbi Yisai says. Shin frel hirsch vos meintos. What does it mean, goygu magoig? Go from the word Gog. It's a battle of those who think we have a roof over our heads and I'm safe. And those that understand that your roof, no matter how big that is and strong, that roof is nothing more than a little sukkala. It's straw. That's all it is. And that's our mindset. The goyim is goig, magoig, and where it's just a little sukkala. How do you do it? One exercise and one thing that gets in our way. And we have 2 minutes. I'm talking fast. I apologize. Right? No, I don't. I always talk fast. Right? Vos meitas ka'ani ba'pesach, says Matisyo. When a poor guy comes to town, he has to raise, I don't know, 1,000 pounds. How does he knock on the first door? Anybody home? Got children? Going to bother you? Okay? Then no one's okay. I got a lot to go. He's knocking 100 pounds. What happens if there's only one house left and he's 150 pounds short? He knocked on the door! Gee, you don't understand, I have an operation I need. There's no one left. You're the last guy left. If you don't give me that 150 pounds, I'm finished. That's Shako Aniba Pesach. You're not going to be at his door understanding that, okay, if he helps you, if not, I'll go to the banker and I'll get a loan. No! Aniba Pesach. If not, new child. No, it's Aniba Pesach. He's the last door. And you have nothing. He's the only one that can help you. What stops us? What stops us is the following story. There was a fellow in Shalach, he lost his father, and he's a businessman. He had to travel around a lot. But he always made sure to dive with the minyan. So Shachris always works out. Meyer, if you don't always find the labor. Mincha, of course, is always tricky. So his secretary made sure to make flights. And wherever he goes, he'll be okay. He'll find the mincha. He's flying from Miami to New York. Okay? He makes a flight. He'll get into New York. New York's plenty of places to find mincha. The plane's delayed. He calculated that in. No problem. Right? They'll do a little more. They're on the runway. Okay. 4, 3. Okay. We're doing pretty good. Checking the spot. She should be okay. Oh, we're sorry. There's a hold. Hold. How long? We don't know. He's like, I got it down a minute. He's okay. Get a hold of yourself. This is a flight of Miami to New York. There got to be another 9 hidden on this flight. Okay. Mincha. Oh, Mincha, 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 Mincha. Yeah, I don't like that. I have cottage. Cottage. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mincha. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's running on people. 7. You're Jewish, yeah, half Jewish. Which half? My mother. That's it. That's a good half. I don't really do this. I cottage my father. I'm a mourner. Oh, you're a mourner, cottage. Okay, fine. I'll help you out. Right? He's up. He's running up. Wow, I don't really. I don't know how to do it. This is a matter of just saying. He's got one guy left. He looks up. He'll know how am I going to find the next seat on the plane. The guy that's hiding the most and doesn't want to be seen. Right? He said, you're Jewish. Nah, well, not really. Sort of. Yeah, my mother, but I don't do it. I'm not really. I've never done it before. I don't believe in this. Listen, I'm a mourner. I'm asking you a favor. My father's dead. I have to say the mourner's prayer. Do me a favor. Just stand. What do I do? Just say amen. You'll be fine. I don't know. I'll do what the guy will tell you. Get something. Davin's has you. And the guy says, amen. Amen. But he does it. He sits down. Peladic. Land in New York. You know what happens the next morning? Nothing. That guy didn't become from. He didn't find out he was an anical or Chavetz Chaim. Nobody found the shidduch. Nothing happened. I tell the story to my girls. And they say, right, fight him. That's not how stories go, right? You don't get it. That's not the way stories go. We are so attuned that if we do something right, there's payback. We have Pesach Kron on our speed dial ready to call him with the miracle because I was nice to this honey, right? And new, I'm waiting. It's okay, here it comes. Something's going to happen. You know what, Pesach Kron? Here's the story for it. Stories don't happen. Stories do happen. You wake up, the sun shines, your fingers move, you can breathe. Story. But we don't like those stories. If you're an Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid, if you understand who runs the show, and you appreciate every reg of a reg of the expense account that the Eibishter gave you, more or less, and you do your ishtadlusin, but you realize the Sefer Shel Dover, the Eibishter feared the veld, then we'll be zeicha to the promise of Umala Ares Deus Hashem, and everyone will see the truth, and will see the world for really the way it is. Thank you very much.